Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They changed the rule so that Tom Brady gets to do one of the things they initially said he couldn't do, which is attend these production meetings in which they're allowed to ask team strategy and these other stuff. It is insane that this is allowed, and it's only made worse by now you knowing what Tom Brady's involvement is with the actual play on the field from the Raiders. Look, I know they need as much help as they can get as a franchise, and they've been a joke for 20 years. It's crazy for one reason, and this is the strongest argument I'll make for it, and then I'll let you guys respond. Because I can't understand how the NFL, from an optics perspective, for one, would allow it to happen. But it is a competitive advantage only being given to Tom Brady and the Raiders and to no one else. And for every person in my mentions yesterday who continuously tried to tell me, it doesn't matter, nothing in those meetings matters, they don't say anything, you think they're going to tell Tom Brady stuff, fine. If that is your stance, I would like Matt Nagy and Brett Veach to attend them too. And just as long as you're fine with that, we can get along. But if Matt Nagy's not also allowed to sit in the production meeting on Zoom and hear everything the opponents he's getting ready to face have to say about anything they're doing on the field, then I don't want to hear it. Yeah. Then I don't want to hear it. If you're not willing to let Matt Nagy go and they don't matter, then it shouldn't matter. Then Tom Brady shouldn't be
allowed. Yeah, the only problem I would say with that example is Tom Brady is not having the production meeting the same week the Raiders are playing that exact team. You're bringing up a scenario where it'd be like if Matt Nagy was in the production
meeting.
He can
just go to the same one for Tom Brady. I don't
care. Fine, okay.
It doesn't have to be his direct opponent.
Okay, because like, it's not like Tom Brady.
He does do the Bears game this week and he has the Bears the following week for the Raiders.
Right, so. But it's not game week. Anyway, Point being, so I agree on the optics. It's not a great look at all for the league. I still think in general, like, this doomsday stuff is overblown. We talked about this a year ago as well. I agree that it doesn't look good. I don't know why the NFL would even allow it to morph. So like to that fact, this conversation even exists. Like why would they even want to open Pandora's box to the conversation? I agree with you there. I think some of it is overblown as far as what is really happening. I actually think the biggest thing is not what you're saying of the game plan stuff. It's actually more down the road of, hey, Tom Brady's in a production meeting against whoever, or, you know, Fox is calling a game, you said Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
He talks to a player or he talks to an assistant coach. Fast forward 4 years from now, that coach is now a candidate for a head coaching job. He already has a relationship. I'll buy into that being, that to me is way more of a problem than like on a given week, you think Andy Reid is actually telling Tom Brady anything that's going to hurt his team? Absolutely not. So I think that part's overblown. I'll buy the personnel stuff down the road being a bigger deal. That's it. The NFL, if enough people continue to other owners complain enough, ultimately the owners are who will have to shut this thing down. Right now, enough of them haven't you know, pushed against it enough to where they've banned it. But I think some of this is being overblown, acting like they're giving them the nuclear codes in these meetings.
No, but it is a complete, even if it's a small gold, if it's a 0.05% competitive advantage, they're giving it to them and not everyone else. They like on purpose, they're doing it. And they've already, and this is the problem I have, is they had to change one of the rules because they realized Tom Brady sucked in the booth. And they were like, well, he's got to sit in these meetings. Otherwise, he won't know what he's talking about. We actually need him to get used to some of this stuff. So let's bend the rules and let Tommy, you know, be a part of a little bit of this so that we can make him slightly better at the job. Fox has paid him a ton of money to do. And so, like, how long until he can attend practice? How long? Are you sure that it's going to stop there? Because before they said he couldn't do the one thing, and now he can. My
he will
whole
not be allowed to attend practice.
My whole argument for the
That's
players,
not happening.
For the people who say, and I think you're right, for the people, like my only argument is for the people who say nothing in there matters, then all I'm asking is that one team gets to, every team gets to put one person in the same meeting. Then we'll call it even. Tom gets to sit in the production meeting and see what it is. So does Nagy. I get to choose one member of my front office to sit in. I don't care if it's Nagy or Spags or Veach.
Yeah, I
gotta put one person in there.
That's fine. And
because if you think it's nothing in there, then you shouldn't care that. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like if just generally you think it's nothing in there, it shouldn't matter if Spags is sitting in there either.
Yeah,
he can take 30 minutes out of his day. It's fine.
If we from the text line, I think this is kind of what I'm alluding to, which is if it was something coaches were concerned about, how come we haven't, even through the grapevine, heard Andy Reid or Sean Payton or whoever, any of these coaches have been around for a very long time that are in his division, by the way. How come we haven't heard any of them?
I just wonder if it's because they respect the guy who's going to go down most likely is the greatest quarterback of all time, so they don't want to speak up against it. I don't know. That's fair.
I agree with you that they respect him, no doubt. But if they actually thought it was jeopardizing their coaching future, as in not winning football games or whatever, I think we would see more complaints. The part I agree with, again, is the optics part of it. Why would the NFL even want this? Like,
open the door.
Because now it allows you and a lot of people to say, hey, what's going on here? So I agree with that part of it. But we'll see another year of this if it gets altered again. Maybe last night, the fact that there was the visual of him in the coach's box with Chip Kelly, the OC, maybe that's what was kind of like the tush push. Maybe this is the moment that causes it. I don't sweat it as much. That's all.
This goes back to the same thing. You get to do one of these two jobs, not both. Like, I'm sorry that you've had every advantage and you're taking money from His Excellency in Saudi Arabia too. You don't get to have all of it. You don't get to both be an owner and be a coach and be a broadcaster. You can't, like, it's crossing too many lines. It blurs too many lines, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For like what you know, is and isn't allowed for most people.
But you and I both know, fair or not, he's not most people.
Most people in the NFL, not like me or you.
But even in the NFL world, like it's Tom freaking Brady. Like, it's different. I don't know. You're right. I mean, if 5 years ago, it's weird because he's still playing. Let's say I was going to say Joe Flacco. He's still playing. Pick another Trent Dilfer. Okay, if Trent Dilfer was part owner of the Ravens somehow. Okay, and he was doing ESPN. He used to work for ESPN. I don't know what he's at. Is he still at UAB? Drew?
Yep, he's coaching UAB.
He's down there. So I think you're probably right. If it was not Tom Brady, I think there's no chance. No chance this is allowed. He is definitely getting preferential treatment. I'm not disagreeing with that.
I guess, what's the problem? Like, why don't I just give Tony Romo 0.0000001% ownership of the Chiefs? Be like, hey, if you don't mind, report back what you hear. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.